You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Oracle Buffet with Heather Carmona.
Heather Carmona.
Live from PsychicAstrologyWI.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Oracle Buffet
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Bienvenidos a Papa de Sion, the Buffet Oracle. Welcome to another edition of the Oracle Buffet. Brought to you by... yours truly, I was going to say by yourself. All right. By me, the Universe, and Psychic Radio Network. There, we got that established. Let's talk about some sponsors today before we take a call. First sponsor of the day, High Class Grass, plant-based company dedicated to helping make plant-based living more easy and convenient. You can find them at highclassgrass.com, Amazon, TikTok, eBay, Walmart. And then, of course, the Lighthouse Center, Inc. in Whitmore Lake, Michigan, lighthouseinc.org. It's a center for spirituality, meditation, spiritual development, founded by my grandmother like 40 so years ago. Stop by there if you're in the Whitmore Lake, Michigan area. Attend a meditation, attend a class, whatever you so desire. We're taking a call today. And while we're waiting to get this person on the line here, and let me pull up my chat box so I don't miss it, because I've been known to do that before, to miss, you know, chats, and then I just screw up the whole show. So we're not going to do that today. We're starting a new path. Speaking of new paths, we got the new moon in Taurus coming up this weekend. So themes of stability, of practicality, of self-worth, of values, money, all things Taurus are going to be coming to the forefront. I'm going to be posting my horoscopes for each rising sign coming up here over the next couple days. I just got done doing those now. I'm ahead of schedule this time. I'm not waiting to the last minute. Progress, people, progress. So yeah, look forward to those on any of my pages. With that being said, we have Katarina in Windsor, New Windsor, New York. How's it going there, Katarina?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. How can I help you today?
I wanted to find out about, you know, if anything is going on with a relationship coming into my life.
Okay. Let's take a look. What's your date of birth, Katarina?
11/25/59.
Okay. Do you know what time by chance?
Excuse me?
Do you know what time you were born by chance?
I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. And where were you born at?
I was born in Italy.
Where at?
I was born in Castelcifrano.
Okay, I'm just having... Okay. Pardon me while I get this pulled up. It's taking a second here.
Okay.
All right. All right. So, what do we got here? You're barely a Sagittarius, and I'm going to look at your general chart here before I talk about the relationship stuff. So just bear with me a moment while I do this. Okay, so right away, when you asked me this question, Katarina, I heard 6 months in the back of my head. So I don't know if you've been putting yourself out there at all yet or not. Have you been pursuing anybody?
No.
Okay. Well, that's part of your problem. Because although you're a spunky, outgoing Sagittarius, you're also, your Mercury and your Mars are in Scorpio. So you have a tendency to wait for things to come to you. But you need to stop doing that and start putting yourself out there more, whether that be dating apps, whether that be joining some sort of art class or painting.
Oh, I do that. I do that too once in a while. I'm on that. Yeah.
Okay, good. You need to keep doing that and keep putting yourself out there more and more because this person isn't.
So you don't see anybody coming in, right?
In about 6 months, I see somebody.
In 6 months from now?
Correct. This fall around, it's not even necessarily 6 months, but around October-ish, so about 5.5 months, I would say, when you have Venus return, is your best bet for when you're going to find somebody or when someone's coming into your life. That's when I feel like it's going to happen. So you might meet that person, I feel like, in like 5.5 months, but then it's not going to get intense until a month or two after that. When Venus transits the whole other part of your chart, that's going to be when things like are official or they take a turn for the deeper aspect. You guys commit. That's the word I'm looking for. So keep putting yourself out there for the next 6 months and then just see what happens. Because that's how your soul chose to grow in this lifetime, Katarina, was through relationships. So if relationships have been difficult for you up until this point, have they?
Yeah.
Yep. Unfortunately, you're definitely not meant to be single, but you're definitely not meant to have the easiest relationships because that is how your soul chose to go. Because you're really good at being independent and being your own person. Is that correct?
Yeah, but I am the type that likes to have somebody in my life, you know?
Yeah, and I understand that. Your Venus is in Libra, which means that you love partnerships, being in relationships, relating to someone else and reflecting off this other person. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be easy, and that doesn't necessarily mean that you're always going to be in a relationship. Because you need to learn balancing yourself, your own individuality, and partnership. That's one of the core lessons that your soul came to learn in this lifetime. So while you're single, you need to value this time more and appreciate yourself more, develop yourself more, do those art classes, put yourself out there more, because that's what your soul wants. It's for you to find a balance between partnership and self. Because right now you feel incomplete without a partner. So you're not enjoying your time as a single person. You need to put your efforts into enjoying yourself as a single person and know that the more you do that, the more you're going to attract someone into your life. That makes sense?
Yeah, I guess.
I know it's not what you want to hear, but life isn't about what we want. The universe just gives us what we need. And for you, you need to learn relating to yourself versus relating to everyone else. So you need to learn to balance self with partnership, because when you are in relationships, you really like to go deep. You like to serve that other person. You like to like merge with someone else. So not only do you have your Venus in Libra, which loves being in a relationship and it loves having a partner, and a lot of times it identifies its self-worth with a partner, which I feel like you're doing, is feeling less than because you're single, but you also like depth and intensity and like a merging of souls when it comes to relationships. So you almost feel empty when you don't have one. So you kind of got like a three-pronged thing with regard to relationships here. But anyway, the antidote to our problems is often the opposite of what we think it is. So the antidote here is to be happy single. And then in doing so, you're going to become a magnet and attract that person to you, because that's part of what your soul came to learn in this lifetime. And I'm looking here at your North Node, which is in Libra, which is partnership. So that's where I'm talking about with how you need to learn to balance being single with being in a partnership. So enjoy your single time. Enjoy the peace that comes with being single, not having to wait for somebody else to reply to you, or not having to fight, not having to worry about someone else's wants and needs, and worry about your own wants and needs and filling your own cup. So that way you have a lot to give when this person does come into your life. Again, the antidote to what we want is often the opposite of what we think it is. So enjoy your single time and fill your own cup, and then you're going to attract someone. I'm thinking six-ish months, this person's going to come into your life, and then things are going to get more intense from there. I'm going to draw some cards for you here. I'm going to draw past, present, and future, Katarina. All right. What does Katarina need to know about her past? The past. Okay. Dear you, you feel like you need to do all the work and fix everything for everyone, or you might have no value. Maybe you think you need to control everything or else nothing will get done, be healed, completed, etc. You may think you need to conform to what others expect of you, or choose a course of action to manipulate an outcome. But we don't think that would be a good idea. How about this? Even if it makes you temporarily uncomfortable, do something different. Set that boundary, delegate responsibility to another, and ask for your needs to be met. And when faced with an impossible situation or sticky and enmeshed relationship, repeat this mantra: I didn't cause it, I can't control it, and it's not my job to cure it. Then carry on. Feels good, doesn't it? The best part is everything just seems to work beautifully and honestly in the end. So in the past, you felt the need to fix everyone and control everything, which we're kind of getting based on this reading here. Where are we at present for Katarina? In the present. Oh, I don't know. Commercial popped up on my thing. In Spanish, of all things. Have you heard Spanish? That was a commercial popping up on my thing. Anyway, the present card I drew was unlikely. So I'm going to draw a clarifier for that. Unlikely. Only focus on starting. Don't worry about finishing or getting it all done. Your job is to get started. The last time you start is when you'll finish. Your mind, body can only start in the present. They can't jump into the imaginary future where projects are done, accomplished, or finished. So I feel like what that's saying to you, Katarina, is just focus on the present. Don't put happiness outside of the present, because it doesn't exist outside of the present. You're not going to be any happier with a partner than you are right now, just because it's simply a choice. All right, what does the future hold for Katarina? Future holds... Okay. All right. The future holds competition. I am yours alone. Change me, divine beloved, into one who can trust that you alone are the source for all. Free me from the illusion of scarcity and competition. Let me trust that my needs are always richly met. I am yours alone. If you by chance feel like you're competing with someone for something.
Competing what? To get somebody?
Yeah, or just you have someone to compete with or something?
No.
Okay, interesting. Don't be surprised if something comes up here in the next couple days or couple weeks where you do feel like you have to compete. Maybe this person that is in your future 6 months from now, you feel jealous of, or you feel competition around them. So watch out for that as time goes by, if you do feel this need to start competing, because that was the future card. So when the need to compete starts happening, just be mindful of that. And that's kind of, I don't want to say a warning to you, but that's something to be mindful of.
Compete with what? Like, I don't get that. Compete with what? With somebody else? With the same person?
Perhaps. It could be any and all of the above. I got like 15 seconds left. I'm sorry to cut you short, Katarina. I hope this was helpful to you. And thank you for calling in today. 6 months from now, like, you are going to meet someone, keep us posted, okay? And have a wonderful day. And thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you next week. on the Oracle Buffet.